Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Let's get rowdy.
Yeah, Roddy Piper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, passed away.
Of course.
Don't say it. Yeah, it's like, can you get your dog to shut up?
Nope.
No? Okay.
He's rowdy as well.
He's rowdy as well. And not bright. So what it is, obviously, is that there has already been numerous tributes to Roddy Piper. So we're going to
There's been one. Ours? I saw a video on Raw.
Oh, there you go. We're going to do something for Piper, obviously. Because I know for me, like, losing Roddy Piper is, of all the people that have passed away in wrestling, he's, like, top five, like, you know, ones that I'll miss. As you threaten violence to the dog.
Yeah.
For the sake of that. Yeah. And,
so Roddy Piper is in the top five of people who have died?
Who I'll miss of the ones that have passed away, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. What do you say?
Well, I just, the top five just seems like an odd figure.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Like, I mean, obviously, he's up there, though, with Owen, Savage, Eddie. You know.
Perfect. Piper, Dusty.
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
Flair.
No, he's still with us.
Oh.
Anyways, we're going to do something for Piper, but we're not going to do kind of a career retrospective like, you've already probably listened to one of those. What we're going to do is we're just going to watch Piper matches and Piper promos and stuff like that and just share memories of Piper doing it. And enjoy his work.
Did
and
Piper
do a live. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Just a little Piper.
Right.
And kind of do a live audio commentary doing it. So anyways, anything you want to say, asshole?
Let me see. Well, I would like to say that I am aware of where Frankie Williams is from.
Cleveland, Ohio.
Nope.
No?
Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, my mistake. Cleveland. That's some other asshole.
Yeah. Some cocksucking motherfucker.
Yeah. Miz.
But, so, yeah, I think... why don't we get it started? We can talk about Piper, but I'm going to put on the WrestleMania...
main event.
WrestleMania 1 main event here, yeah.
Which I haven't watched in quite a while. I remember I've always enjoyed this match. I always thought it was better. Oh,
and we got an ad. This is great.
You gotta love the WWE Network.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll mute the ad.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to give them any fucking publicity, those fucks. So,
I've always thought this match was better than it had any right to be. As is often the case with Hogan main events at WrestleMania.
I'm just sitting there, and what I reflect upon as we watch this match, and it really shows you how... instrumental, I guess. Roddy Piper, he's everyone in his top five people that you'll miss.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he's the greatest heel I've ever seen.
Yeah. And
I consider him, and then for me, it's him as the greatest heel I've ever seen, and then Vince McMahon. And I really think Roddy Piper is the most important man to never hold the world title.
Well, I mean, I look at Piper like... He is, yeah, he's the greatest heel that I've ever seen. That much, I've been saying that for
yeah, this is pretty much always been our opinion.
And I look at Piper here that without Roddy Piper, we're not really doing this show because the wrestling business as we know it doesn't exist.
Not in the same way, no. Like I said, I mean, he's kind of like...
You could do this without Paul Orndorff. You could do this without Bob Orton. You could do this without Jimmy Snuka. You can't do this without Mr. T. You can't do this without Hulk Hogan. And you can't do this without Roddy Piper.
And the thing is, actually, the funny thing is, you could do this match, I think, without Hulk Hogan. Because the heat was really T and Piper. You couldn't do... Like the WrestleMania 2 without Hogan. Or everything after this. Hogan is the key, becomes the key, but this actual Mania, the success of it comes down to It's really those two. It's really T and Piper.
I think Hulk Hogan really in many ways.
Unfortunately, we're getting streaming problems from the goddamn WWE Network.
I think in many ways, though, that...
hey, look, it's Liberace.
Hulk Hogan is his generation's Dean Ambrose.
What do you mean?
Well, he was the key.
He was the key. Yeah. I see.
But...
I see.
No, without this... Roddy Piper is the straw that's stirring this drink at WrestleMania.
Absolutely.
As much as Hogan is taking it and running with it, and the fact that Mr. T is bringing the mainstream publicity, Roddy Piper, quite frankly, is basically doing all the work.
Oh, yeah. He does the heavy lifting in getting people in the building.
It's him and chasing around Dick Clark and him and Cyndi Lauper. We talked about the Piper's Pits. I mean, Lou Albano was the one instrumental in getting Lauper in. That gets T in.
Yes.
But Piper's the one working with Lauper and going out and doing those promos in Madison Square Garden and going the behind the stage with the Mr. T, you know, director's chair thing there when they're back there.
Hey, he could sell out an arena. Even before he was doing this stuff with Mr. T, he was such a hot heel.
Oh,
could sell out an arena against a mid-carder, you know, and forget about a Hulk Hogan. He could sell out of the arena against a mid-carder. Like, he was
like Jimmy Snuka.
Yeah, or Tonga Kid.
Yeah.
You know, replacing Snuka. Like, that's the thing. Like, he was a legit... Like, even here, you're watching him as I watch him. I watch the mannerisms. Like, he's so great. You know?
Yeah.
like just understanding how to piss that crowd off. He just gets it.
Well,
in a way that...
He was mainstream to, you know, like Joan Rivers is making fun of him, and
yep.
and Dr. Ruth is talking about Roddy Piper, and Geraldine Ferrara, who, you know, politician, mainstream politician in the mid-80s, they would talk about running for president even back then before
yep.
Hillary Clinton, you know, was talking about Roddy Piper and how, you know, the women's place. And Piper's doing such easy stuff, like the women's place is in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And, you know, and...
But the thing is, somebody else could say it. Now, other people did say it, but didn't draw the same heat.
No.
Like, and is it easy stuff? Yeah, but he knew how, like I say, to... And there's the tag to T.
The T-tag.
The T-tag. So you got T and Piper. You know, I mean, Piper talks about how much he hated T and he wants to beat him up. That, to me, is just Piper working right to the end because he was never really... I think he's one of the guys who had the most difficulty with kayfabe breaking down.
Sure. But no.
I mean, if you watch this exchange, it's pretty much...
Oh, that's
pretty
part.
Obvious right from the beginning here in this exchange.
Yeah, he's working right there.
He's working. He's but, working with him. He's helping him. He's, you know... It's a work punch. See, and he gets down. And now, yeah, he gets some amateur wrestling.
Yeah,
you got to go behind
up.
And
yeah.
then sit up, go behind.
He didn't make it work for himself.
Well, he makes it work for it because he doesn't want him to look weak. He's never going to let himself look weak. But he does, you know, he's working.
Yeah.
So the whole thing about how I was actually going to beat him up and not...
Oh, yeah, that's horseshit. But
of course it is. It's just...
Well, no, actually, I shouldn't say that, is it?
Well, they hate him, yeah.
Yeah, they hate him? Yeah, you're damn right he did. And you know, and the stories about, you know, WrestleMania 2, which we'll watch next.
We'll watch
that. You know, and just how...
I don't know how many matches we're going to watch before we switch over to some of the Piper Pits and promos. Like, it's just so much to watch. And we could spend a whole day. This could be an 8-hour podcast watching great Piper stuff. It won't be. It'll be about 90 minutes. But,
no. I think you've got this. You had mentioned you wanted to see the Mr. T match, boxing match.
Yeah, because it's... I never hated that match. And yet, its reputation... Like, I didn't think it was good, but I didn't hate it. I never have. And its reputation is
its reputation,
just
I understand.
Really bad.
I understand that they wanted to have Piper and Mr. T box at the recent AAA pay-per-view.
Oh, yeah. It's that bad?
It's that good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but we could hear the announcers.
It's true.
Yeah. So this is the earliest example of smoke and mirrors. In WWE, like we talk about something like
yeah,
that. Like,
long before like, Dashing Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we talk about something like the Sting versus Triple H. And now Sting can't really move very well, and it's going to have to be smoke and mirrors. What will they do? And then they pulled out the NWO versus DX. And,
yes.
And it was great. And it was smoke and mirrors, but it didn't matter. Well, it worked great to the live crowd. It worked good on TV, but just great, like, great reactions.
Yeah.
This is the first example of that on pay-per-view that WWE ever does. Like, this is... There's not much happening yet, but the heat is great. I mean, just the idea of Muhammad Ali taking a swing at Orton and, you know, all this stuff. Just smoke and mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
But because nothing's really gone on yet. It's been a couple tags, one takedown, and, you know, go behind, sit up, go behind. Like,
essentially, nothing, but a Larry Zbyszko match thus far.
Yeah, and now, now Piper's walking out.
And this would have been a few years after Larry Zbyszko crawled through the rabbit hole.
But you know what? But again, it works. It's smoke and mirrors. But again, that's why. I mean, this was the. Wouldn't you say this was the best match on WrestleMania 1?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the best
match. I mean, the Bundy SD Jones match was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Well, actually, the Steamboat was the Steamboat and Bourne.
And Matt Bourne. Yeah, that was pretty good. Technically, the best.
Again, a match that I enjoyed that nobody did. I thought David Sammartino versus Bruce Beefcake was much better than it had any right to be. But
I just remember on the video cassette that came out, that match, the Steamboat Bourne match and the Sammartino Beefcake match were off that video.
Were they?
Yeah, you couldn't. They were not on the Coliseum video cassette.
Well, they had. There was an original Coliseum video cassette where it clipped all the matches, clipped a couple of them out. Those ones. Clipped the rest of the matches and the main event, which was the only match which was in its entirety.
Yeah, that's right.
But then there was another one that came out about 6 months later, which was the whole event. That's one I was fortunate enough to get.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah.
See, it was pretty, it's maybe shocky, but impatient?
No, not
so
you.
The first one that came out, that's the one I got.
Yeah, not you.
Fucking, I want it! Give it to me! When was this March? When was this? March 28th, 1985? So that would have meant the video cassette came out about, like, May 26th?
Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. There it is again. I mean, they've got T. They're bumping around for T here. They're letting him do hip tosses, body slams, both heels.
Yeah.
And they're bumping around like mad for him. They're making him look... The thing is, they're making the outs. This is what WWE does, always has done, and still is doing, as you threaten the dog with more violence.
For the sake of violence.
And, man, not a smart creature, mind you. But, yeah, I mean, they're making T look like $1 million here.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
They must get the heat on Hogan. That's like three, I say, if you don't watch this,
that's actually $300,000 for every foot of height that Mr. T is.
Yeah.
Like, I never understood that. They always talked about how one of the things that he did in the bouncer thing was midget tossing, and I always wondered if he felt that was ironic.
There it is. There's Piper using a chair, and that's it. That's how they get the heat in the match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I look at...
Can you imagine if it had been... Like, Muhammad Ali was supposed to referee this match.
Right.
And it was a last-minute decision to put in Patterson because they were... I mean, Muhammad Ali already had his health issues and they didn't think he'd be able to pull it off. I can't imagine this match with... Like, it would be a mess. Because he's likely going to business for himself to make himself look good and everything, and which is what he's already doing on the outside.
Yes, exactly. So I think that's why you have to have it. And it would have been interesting to see what, you know, Piper and Orndorff would have done.
Yeah, it would have been
interesting. You know, T wouldn't have, but Hogan would have.
No, absolutely not. But what would they have done? And that's the other thing is, the heels controlled the pace of the match back then, much more so than in the modern era.
Yeah.
Like, they're controlling the pace of the match and what they do. So...
But really, I think that this showcases Roddy Piper at his heat-getting peak.
Nice.
This is the peak of Piper's heat.
Right. As a heel, this is it. This is the hottest he's ever as a heel. This and the Snuka thing, which is, I mean, this isn't long after
I was going to say.
This is kind of that same era.
That's the reason Snuka's
By the time WrestleMania 2 comes around, the crowd's already starting to turn.
Yeah. The reason Snook is in the corner is because of this is coming off of...
Me coming off of that. Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean... And that goes to, I mean, the Piper's Pit. And you know, how innovative Piper's Pit ended up being in that... I mean, like...
It gave the mic and the control to a heel.
Well, yeah.
The heel was able to get the... What was innovative about the Piper's Pit is... The heel was able to get the shine over the baby faces almost every time.
And I think what was...
Verbally and otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, there was cases where he showed his ass. I mean, you had, like, with Andre, right?
Well, yeah.
But then he got to come up with the line, don't throw rocks, the man who's got a machine gun, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean... It's a heel doing it. He benefited from the fact that the national expansion and the NBC and the budgets and the production increasing. So, I mean, he had Rogers' Corner where, you know, he just sat on two chairs.
Buddy Rogers, babyface Buddy Rogers put over the babyfaces, basically.
But sitting on a chair.
But it was the first segment like that.
He was sitting down on a chair.
They were sitting down, and it was the first segment like that, though.
And Vince used to just... interview guys in front of the ring.
Yeah.
But this was now, it had a set, you know, the set grew and expanded.
Yes, it did.
Over time, as I said, as production and the company expanded. So he really benefited from that, but it...
Well, it also became a staple of WWF TV. Not so much in NWA, WCW, but WWF TV, it became a staple even after Piper was gone to have a show like that. Until about the Attitude Era. Like, I mean, you had the Barber Shop, you had Flower Shop,
Brother Love. I think the big one was, I think you pretty much went from Piper's Pit
to the Flower Shop.
There was the snake pit at the same time. Like, really, Piper's Pit, the Flower Shop, and the snake pit. You had the Body Shop,
yeah,
with Jesse Ventura. All those things sort of intertwined interchangeably at the same time.
Yeah.
And then after...
Mineral Parlor.
Well, after Piper left, there was a little bit of a lull. Then you had the Brother Love Show.
Yes.
And then everything happened on the Brother Love Show.
Yeah. And that pretty much lasted until...
The funeral.
Yeah, exactly. And then the funeral parlor pretty much lasted until... Well, I mean, and Brother Love came back at one point, too.
Well,
in the 90s.
Later. But, I mean, you had that, and then you... Again, that's after the funeral parlor is when you had a bit of a lull there. And then you had, like, your Heartbreak Hotel. But those just became... And the King's Court took over.
Yes.
But a lot of those just took over times when a wrestler wasn't able to... was hurt. Or, then it's like, I'll give them a segment so they're still on TV.
They're still on TV, exactly.
But Piper... and I mean, there's something to be said about how the fact that we're talking... Well, all those segments...
Not a single one was as good as Piper's Pit.
And we're talking about Piper's Pit, and we'd be talking about Piper's Pit no matter what, right?
Yeah, no, not a single one of them has the moments. I don't sit there and say, man, let's go on YouTube for the next couple hours and watch all the barbershops. It just doesn't happen.
No.
You know?
There is one.
Which one? Oh, yeah, there's the one great one.
There's the great one.
Yeah, because of Sean. Throwing Marty through the window. But.
And honestly, I only say let's go back and watch most of the Brother Love shows. Not all of them.
I can't watch the Brother Love shows.
Oh,
they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
But with Piper, like, what I would do before the network and before you could even get stuff, like, on my computer, I'm on YouTube.
Yeah.
And all I'm doing is I'm typing in Piper's Pit, and it's leading me to another one.
And another one. And they're great.
And it's like everybody and their uncle. Like, that was the thing with Piper's Pit. It's like, you don't realize how many guests there were. He usually had
guys on 2-3 times.
Yeah, but...
You know?
I mean, but he had, like pre-Killer B, Jim Brunzell.
Yeah.
Or not Jim Brunzell, Brian Blair. Just interviewing Brian Blair.
Which is the end of the match.
You know, that's it.
Yeah, Bree Blair, and it comes out of really nowhere, that match. Heat, quick tag, heels trying And
heels try to change, Snuka comes in.
Yeah. They screw up, hit their own guy, and they get the pin. It really looks like Patterson put that match together.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That feels like a Patterson tag match.
That's why he's the ref.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, that's the thing. So, I like so many, so many guests. I mean, you could, like, Cyndi Lauper on there. You had, you know, the Bulldogs, the Dream Team. You know, the
oh yeah, yeah. Just like you said, they had lots of everybody. You had multiple appearances by guys. You know, back on once there's kind of there's an angle at the end of the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah,
with Mr. Wonderful wondering why he's alone in the ring with his two hated enemies.
Where are his teammates?
Yeah, who Orton and Piper just left him in the ring.
Yeah,
took off on him.
And Hogan's being the
as he comes to, he's
Hogan is back.
Hogan and, well, Hogan and T are both trying to, you know.
Well, T was kind of, and Hogan's going to stay.
Yeah. I gotta love Gorilla.
Yeah,
the speed and agility to move.
Speed and agility to move.
Because when I think of Hulk Hogan, the first thing that comes to mind, speed and agility.
You know, the thing with Hogan in this match, it did a lot of things that reminded me of Harley.
Yeah, yeah.
He moved.
Yeah. Crowd's going nuts.
Oh, yeah.
And there's the music.
There's the music of the greatest professional athlete in the world today.
Let's go on to Mania 2 or something like that. Or which one do you want to watch? What do you want to watch? I mean, we can do something else if you want, but I wouldn't mind seeing. Let's go to the boxing match. It was there. What are you doing?
I just want to see. Oh.
Well, yeah. Learn how to spell, and you probably have a little more.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
As long as you have Roddy in there, it's not going to show up. You'd have to have Piper's Pit. And do you think this? We'll be better off going to the network for that. Just relax.
We're on the network.
No, I mean to the YouTube for that. Just relax. You're
Dave Meltzer.
You know, I mean, I know you're known for patience. But just relax. Oh, WCW Super Brawl. Did he have a match against Scott Hall?
Yes, he did. With the Disco Inferno in his corner.
With the Disco Inferno in his corner.
Oh, wow.
That's probably not good. That's not good. There we go. No, that's just the end. Yeah, I think he went too far for it. It's
right there.
Okay.
Jack off. Alright, so we got the boxing match here.
Give a little bit of the background to this then, because you had mentioned we would get into it, so you go ahead.
Well, Roddy Piper and Mr. T had a boxing match. And now it's going to be on. I mean, this is still the same thing, coming out of WrestleMania. Now that T has come back and Piper is still running him down, keeps running him down.
Yeah.
Called him chicken. Nobody called me chicken. They talked about his hair. Nobody talked about my hair.
You got Mr. T with Smoking Joe Fraser in his corner,
and Roddy Piper managed by Lou Duva.
Lou Duva. And I mean the problem with this match though was what?
Oh yeah, and then also the best part about this angle was Roddy Piper beat up a midget. Haiti Kid.
And that's
shaved
right.
his head
that's
with
true.
Mr. T.
That's so true. That was on a Piper's Pit.
So the Haiti Kid is in Mr. T's corner here as well.
Oh, that's right.
And Bob Orton, now without the cast, known as Boxing Bob Orton.
That's right.
And I think, didn't Bob Orton box Mr. T? On a Saturday night's
main event. On a Saturday night's main event, that's correct.
Yes,
I forgot about that.
To showcase this match, to build this match.
To build this match. I'd forgotten completely about that.
Yeah.
Boxing
Bob Orton.
So, that's right. Bob Orton.
G. Gordon Liddy is right there.
Really? Is that the ref?
At ringside, the bald guy.
Oh, okay. They did get a referee. Isn't the referee somebody from the boxing world instead of one of their refs?
I don't know.
I certainly don't recognize him.
No. No, but they had a lot of wrestlers. He looks like a boxer.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean
oh, also, it should be noted that during on commentary here is
that's what I was going to ask.
Dick Ebersol's wife.
That's right. Susan St. James.
Yes.
That's right, and Vince, and is there a third member in the booth, or is it just those
two? No, it's just those two, just and they're in Nassau Coliseum for this.
Man, the audio on this one's much quieter than the last of WrestleMania. That's noticeable right away. But, okay, so, I mean, the thing is, it's a work, but, you know what I mean? It's like, Piper's not going to go too hard on him, because Piper is an actual boxer. Had much better boxing skills.
It should be noted too.
I mean, he was an actual amateur boxer and everything, and he trained for this. Unlike T.
No, that's not true. Well, yes, in terms of individual training, but this is the first. Like, this is the prototype for everything Diamond Dallas Page would ever do, because they practiced this match for weeks together in the ring. Like, they had a ring set up in a gym, and they went over this match.
Really?
And did it, yes.
That is not the story.
And it did not go well.
That is not the story. The story is not that. The story is that T did not practice it.
Yes, they did.
Oh, they where did you hear that?
Hmm? That was from Stuttering You.
Oh, Stuttering Me. Yeah, that's not what I heard him say.
Yeah.
Not on a radio show.
Yeah, it's a thing. They practiced. Mr. T wasn't there for the whole every.
He didn't make all the shots.
No, he didn't make all the shots, but they practiced it.
Okay, they practiced it.
And
but, I mean, that's it, though. I mean, right now you're seeing at the beginning. To me, this doesn't look any different than most heavyweight boxing matches I've ever seen. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Heavyweight, middleweight.
This is Mayweather-Pacquiao right here.
Well, it's better than that.
It's true.
No,
that's because there's a midget there, what you said.
By that, he's a little person.
No, a midget. He's
no,
right there.
No, he's a little person.
No, he's not. It's 1986. Little people didn't exist. Midgets did.
He still has the mohawk, though. I know that. He couldn't just shave it off. And
No. That would look stupid.
Yeah, no. You're upset that he gave it to you.
Here, drink from your.
Leave it.
Drink from your dildo, Mr. T.
But that's the thing is, I really watched it at the beginning. He got some ducking and weaving from Mr. T, some combinations and counter punching, and a few body shots by Piper. Like, it everybody talks about how horrible it is. I'm like, well, do those people watch boxing? That's what a boxing match looks like.
No, I will say, though, that Mr. T was horrible just doing the bob thing.
Yeah, no, he got out of the way of Piper.
No, but he just kept bobbing.
But
Piper, 45 seconds.
Piper goes extra wide to give him time to duck his shots.
Oh, yeah.
You can see, I mean, Piper's, you know, being very careful. But there's some nice jabs there by T. You know, getting him right in the face. I mean, and they're legitimately getting hit. Because it's a boxing match. You can't really work it the same way. I mean, you can have the, did Piper get cut? I don't know. No, he's got extra gauze on his face. That's right.
Yes.
Heel
gauze.
Heel gauze, like Sonny Liston had against that's just an old heel move. Well, I guess Sonny Liston put it on his gloves. Does he put it on his gloves later? I can't remember.
He
puts it on. Gets it in his eyes. Like, that's what they said Liston did against Ali. But yeah, I mean, there's some, you know. Piper coming in with some nice combinations and then just starts throwing these wild punches.
I mean, they're sparring here. Right?
Sparring, but, you know, he laid off a lot. You know, he laid off him. But yeah, the crowd is dead. That's noticeable.
Oh, yeah.
This should have the great heat, and it's not. But, I mean.
Well, it shouldn't really. I mean, this was, like, this did not have, like, we talked about it in the last match. This was Hogan.
Well, they might have screwed up. They might have screwed with the sound too, because Piper was getting cheers.
Well, it's live though.
Well, it's live to tape. This is the Coliseum home video version.
That's true.
So I mean, if this is the Coliseum home video version,
I mean,
they might.
I don't know, because they turned Piper right after.
Yeah.
You know, this he left.
But yeah, Piper wins the second. I mean, T wins the first round. Piper wins the second. And leading into the third round, it doesn't go much farther than this. But Now, yeah, this is very worked as Piper knocks him down.
Yeah. See, and then it's cheers.
Yeah, you could hear the cheers there. Definite cheers as he knocks him down. And, yeah, I mean, I'm like, I don't know why. What do you think as you're watching this? Like, I'm watching this going, this is a boxing match. Like, it's not terrible.
I don't think this is bad. No.
No. I people just hate it. They said he's terrible. I know that they did have some practice matches beforehand live that they said were terrible, so they knew it was going to be bad going into it.
Right.
But I'm watching this. I'm going, this is a well-worked boxing match. I don't know how you can do it much better.
Well, no. That's the other thing is, I mean, it yeah, if you're going to work a boxing match, this is... I mean, and it...
Oh, there's Roddy Chance.
Yeah, there's the Roddy Chance.
Yeah, there's the Roddy Chance. But yeah, I mean, I don't think this is... This looks to me...
I shouldn't say that if you're going to work a boxing... If you're going to work a... If you're going to wrestleize a boxing match, right?
I mean, there's definitely spots that are obviously doing that, like him kicking him when he's down and, you know, punching him when he's down, whatever. These are the, you know... But, yeah... But if you're going to wrestleize it, you were going to say...
Well, I'm saying, like, I mean, boxing's a work. So, I mean, you talk about making a work boxing matches. Well, fucking boxing itself is a work. So, but the work of boxing is just take a dive. It isn't don't hit the guy. Don't hurt
the guy. Not every... The difference is not every boxing match is a work?
No, just the main ones. So when I look at this,
hardly.
When I look at this is this what I mean by wrestleize it is that they're going out there not to hurt each other.
Yeah, they're hitting
in,
to not
in
hurt.
A worked boxing match. That's not a consideration. It just means you're going to take a dive.
Yeah,
you punch each other. You punch each other.
Yeah,
right. So round three. All right, here we go.
Round three. Now, yeah, Piper comes out. Now he's doing a little shuffle.
He's cocky.
He's cocky, exactly. And this is when he gets caught. He loses this next round. Because the first round's kind of even. He loses this. Losing
spoiler
here.
Spoiler alert.
Does it go beyond this one? I can't remember.
No, I think this is the last one, isn't it? I thought this was the last round.
It might go into a fourth, but I think this is the last round. Yeah, they're jumping for the rabbit punches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
Like
he's being lifted
off. I watched Rocky. That happens.
Well, that's the other thing is Rocky's, to many people who are wrestling fans, I'm sure Rocky is what a boxing match is supposed to look like. And obviously those are way more exciting than real boxing matches.
Yes.
The choreographed studio Hollywood fights. So, I mean, if you're trying to match that, you're not going to, you know, you're not going to be able to do it. And now, T's just kind of now beating on his down and he's looking like a dick.
Yeah. That part's not a work.
What are you talking? His mama loves him.
Yeah, you know who really enjoyed this match?
His mama. Mother. Yeah, she sure did. She sure did.
Not as much as I enjoyed her, but still.
He should talk about her a little bit.
He should. He never says anything about her. It's one of those, you know, quiet secrets.
You know, the thing is, while we're saying that it's not bad, it's really starting to drag, and you're only in the third round. So technically, you've only been in the ring like
6 minutes, 5 minutes.
Eight minutes at this point,
including the
eight actual boxing time, about 8 minutes, and then like two 1 minute breaks. So this is like 10 minutes old.
Yeah,
and it's really starting to drag already, and you're like, it couldn't have gone any longer because that was bad. That was bad.
That was a big spot.
That was the big spot. The spot was, and I'm not sure who's at blame there. I think maybe a little
bit. No, the thing was, the way the Piper always explained it was...
Okay, well, first off, explain what happened. Basically is T hits a left hook that's designed to knock Piper out of the ring. But Piper gets the left hook. It clearly misses, and then he falls to the wrong side. Instead of falling like he was hit with a left hook on the left side of his face and falling to the right, he falls to the left in a really cartoonish manner. Looks bad.
Yes. One only... If you look at Piper's gloves, they tape the thumbs.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's supposed to take this bump over the ropes, but he can't grab onto the ropes to go through them. And so that's, he's bracing himself, essentially. And that's why it looks so awkward, is because...
It looks, well, that's what he said, but when Piper says something...
No, but I, look at his glove, like, I believe it.
Do you?
Look at it. Look, I mean, their gloves are sewn shut.
Their gloves are they're massive gloves.
Oh, yeah.
They're bigger than, yeah.
They're like UFC gloves, aren't they?
No, they're bigger than that. They're massive gloves, so you're right. If he's supposed to do that, that's possible. It's possible for once he was telling the truth.
Well, I just mean for to. I mean, that may not be the reason that it looks so awkward, but
it may be the reason why he didn't go out properly. But why did he fall to the wrong side?
Well, I don't. That could have just been, yeah.
And why did he fall so heavily when it was obvious it was missed? But I mean,
well,
he didn't even connect.
I mean,
you know.
But that was the big spot, right?
That was the big spot, so it didn't work. So it didn't get the crowd reaction it was supposed to. But yeah, now it's getting to the point where Piper's now throwing his chair at him.
Yeah.
And you can see it's going to break down. It does get into round four. But it's been very even at this point. Now you got almost like a Japanese pro wrestling, just standing in the middle.
Yeah.
I'll hit you, you'll hit me. Let's see who has the bigger fighting spirit thing.
Mr. T reminds me a lot of Ishii.
Fuck, he had the best match of the year. August 9th against Goto.
Uh-huh.
You gotta see this match. Holy shit.
I gotta Goto see it?
You gotta Goto see it. I haven't watched his match last night with Hanma. I'm sure that was great.
Oh, yeah.
But he has, like, that's like my new top match of the year. The match against Goto. It's amazing.
I will watch.
It is. It's like total, like.
I will watch this match.
Oh, Ishii's great. Yeah. Mr. T, who reminds you of Ishii or Piper?
Well.
Oh. Mr. T's shorter.
Yeah.
Ishii's not tall.
Ishii kind of has the same hair, doesn't he, as Piper?
No. He kind of has the same face as Piper.
Yeah.
They're practically twins.
They are.
Oh, there it is. There's the referee shove and the...
And a big slam.
The body slam. So, neither one of them was going to do the job for the other one in this.
Oh, God, no.
And it's kind of sucked. It's one of your main events and you have a schmoz finish. I don't really see any other way you could go with this.
I think this is the main event of Nassau Mania.
It is. It's the Nassau main event, yeah. Because the Battle Royal was the Chicago main event, and then obviously Hogan Bundy.
Right, in L.A. But Nassau also had the George Steele Savage.
It did.
But that wasn't the main event. I'm just
that
saying.
That wasn't the main event. That feud didn't have it wasn't as heated as it would be by next year, probably 6 months from now. Because it went on for a long time. Savage, and because it transitioned right into the Steamboat.
Man, that Haiti kid looks stupid.
Winner by DQ, Mr. T.
Mr. fucking T.
Let's watch. Do you want to watch another match? One more match?
No, I know what
and
I want.
And then go into Piper's Pit, or do you want to go right to Piper's Pit?
I want to watch because it'll be here on the network and very easy to pull up.
What?
I would like to watch WrestleMania 5.
Oh, WrestleMania 5. Oh, yeah. Because that's one of the great moments in the history of the world.
It really is.
It really, really is.
Don't blow. No more smoke
in my face. Yes, that's right. It's tremendous. Tremendous stuff.
So
these should be
tagged, right?
This should be chapters, so you'd be able to find it pretty quick.
Yeah.
So actually for that one, we'll probably turn up the audio and actually just kind of watch and laugh a little bit. You guys can listen to the background, I think, because I'm not going to talk over it as Great Piper's Pit, really.
Now, do we want to watch Akeem as well?
No. The Mega Power! No. No.
Look at all these tiny matches.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah. That was really a thing for...
I think it's in here.
It's got to be in there, yeah, because...
It's not tagged, but...
It's not tagged, but yeah, but there's this large, large space. That was really back in the day, if you look at WrestleMania 5, 6. you know, these things were, they were loaded with matches for sure.
Yeah, they were like
it was all like 2 minutes long. Yeah, not like what we expect nowadays. That's for sure. That's for sure. Oh, look at
that! Yeah.
You know, someday we do have to still watch that Body Slam show, that one where the pilot that's on YouTube that Piper and Ventura filmed together for a TV show. Where they're like, yeah, bodyguards or detectives or something.
Yeah,
like
cop buddies or whatever. Yeah.
Something like that. But yeah, it's a buddy cop TV show pilot they filmed that never got picked up, but it's on YouTube.
Donald shaking his head.
Who's shaking his head?
Trump.
Oh, was he?
But I think when you look at like WrestleMania 5,
yeah,
and it's in Trump Plaza,
yeah,
right, which like Roddy Piper had similar ideas about Mexicans.
Well,
Donald Trump
and his feud with Gory and Chavo Guerrero,
yeah,
in the late 70s in
yeah, LA,
in Los Angeles, NWA Hollywood, yeah. Yeah. What's the last time that Piper made an appearance? Was it a year? Was it WrestleMania 3? He didn't have an appearance before, did he?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
So this would really be a 2 year return, which is pretty huge.
Yeah.
Which explains why his pop is so massive. Because I do remember he got just a gigantic pop.
Yeah, but I mean, you gotta remember too, I mean, everything not only was better, but the pace was
not everything
slower.
Was better.
Yeah, look at this.
Not everything was better.
This was
better.
But I mean,
this is better. When I watched The Miz versus Daniel Bryan on Raw on Monday night, The Miz TV?
Yes.
Which is the Piper's Pit of this era.
Yeah,
this is about, what was it, about 2004 they brought back Piper Pit type shows?
No, I mean the Return of the Pit was 2003.
No, I'm not talking, but I'm talking those type of shows. Kind of became a semi-regular again.
No.
Because you had the Peep Show and the Cutting Edge and
Carlito's Cabana. That would have been about 2003.
Oh, 2003, okay.
MVP Lounge or whatever.
Yeah, MVP Lounge. I'm missing one that, obviously, Jericho's, what's that called?
The Highlight
Reel. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, so these kind of became a staple again. After being gone,
Bob and Hassan had the cave.
Yeah, after about four or five years, they returned. But not everything is better. But when I watch Miz TV on Monday with Daniel Bryan, this is much better than that.
Yes, it is.
The thing is, again, this is not scripted, but it's heavily rehearsed. They know everything they're going to say. It's just nobody's scripting them specifically.
Exactly.
There might be a few key points they want to get.
They knew the gag. You come out and pretend to be Piper. Do the Piper imitation. You know, there's a fire extinguisher under the thing. He's going to blow you with it, right? Like, that's the...
Yeah. It's definitely so.
Okay, here's Pritchard's Piper impression.
Oh, okay. There, turn it up. Turn it up. This is good. This is good stuff. Look. Goddamn steaming problems. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
It really is pretty good.
Oh, he's been doing it for a long time.
We should have got him to do it when we saw him at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Would have been better than what they did.
This is true.
Yeah.
Well, they were at war.
Yeah.
There was a war.
It's a war.
We all know about war.
And we're talking about war.
We're talking about war.
Yeah. he's still got to be pretty young here.
Pritchard?
Yeah.
Probably. Well, it was, what, 30 years ago?
Yeah. He's probably like mid to late 20s. Like, he looks older, but it's a little tough to tell with that, obviously, that...
Mullet?
Not the mullet, the painted face.
Yeah.
The paint. That's actually good paint. They should have used that for everybody.
They really
should. It really is. It looks better than what they usually do.
You know, there's a solution. It's like water.
Yeah.
It takes it off.
Yeah, maybe they didn't. Maybe it's permanently dyed in there, and that's why. I know. All right. Here comes the Zip, Morton Downey Jr. or whatever comes out next.
You gotta zip it.
Zip it. Oh, crowd wants Roddy. When Roddy comes, then we'll really turn it up. So y'all can hear it.
The pop.
The pop.
Piper's pop.
Piper's pop.
But I mean...
There's the lame music. Man, you know what I gotta say, Morton Downey Jr. Man, the end of his life was really nasty and sad. He got a nice pop too, actually. But, he played a great heel. He did a great job here.
Yeah, he's out of the smoke.
Which is what basically he does on his show. But yeah, good reaction.
Does not have both oars in the water.
Yeah. There's Gorilla.
Yeah.
Now you got both of them. Let's just turn it up.
Did you hear what he said?
No, what he said?
Always puffing on that weed.
Ha! Turn up a little more. Turn like 25.
I love you. But you see, that doesn't mean that I like you.
I'm playing brother love. Any guy who wears a skirt, I don't want to love me.
Blue face line?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, Brother Morton, how does it feel to be here?
Brother Morton?
On the Brother Love Show. You see, I'm running the show here.
Nothing, fat boy. Barely like that. Brother Love looks a little put out, I guess. You know, Downey better watch out. I mean, he's not exactly Charles Atlas, you know.
That's kind of what I was thinking, though.
That's a great line, though.
Yeah.
Charles Atlas.
Until I see it.
Thanks. Thanks, Gorilla.
The crowd is waiting, too.
Just a few moments ago. Well, there he is. That's him.
Shows off he got the longer hair from They Live.
Yeah.
Don't mistake it, that kisser.
That he would keep.
Yeah, for a long time. For years.
For... God. Till WCW, I think. Didn't he? No. Till he came back at Mania 10.
Yeah, Mania 10 he didn't have it. Yeah, he didn't have that hair when he took on Goldust and stuff, so...
That was much better, yeah. He didn't have it when he wrapped at Mania 10.
No.
He had it though when he fought Brett at Mania 8.
Mania 8, yes.
And then he wasn't at 9, and then 10 he came back as a ref.
That's right, yeah.
And, if you want to make it 4, you count yourself. That makes it 4. What, do you want to come out of retirement quick? What, are you challenging me?
Nice.
Listen to the ovation for Rowdy Roddy. He'll take over now.
It's great.
The fun is just
turning up even more.
The fun is
just so
brilliant.
Great.
I've really good answer
to it. Pull
it off. Nice tile bearing hips, I would say, wouldn't you? Take a wee look at them knees. You got them Betty Davis knees there, son. You got that industrial disease there. So you're the one that was supposed to take my show. Is that correct?
What?
I didn't want to know about that. Tell me something. Diet, but I didn't want to know that bad. With them cute little knees like that, and your hair all greased back, and that cute little flower there, and that tie, the only thing that bothers me is that your face is red, and I don't know if that's high blood pressure or if you're just scared to death of me.
You can't scare me!
Boom.
What?
Piper smiles.
Well,
great.
So far we know he's a liar. You know, Brother Love, I watched you one time. I had absolutely nothing to do and got tired of talking to the wino, so I turned you on. And I watched you, and you were telling everybody how much you love them.
That's probably a shoe.
And I never
probably,
watched
yeah.
You fight with anybody. Do you ever fight with anybody?
I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover.
You're a lover. I see them nice big white curly teeth.
Yes. Yes.
And all them
bad. Yes.
And all that pretty gold there on your finger.
Yes, gifts from the $1 million man. Back door, yes.
Well, tell me, with the $1 million man and all that gold, is his waist all green like your fingers are green from that gold? How about that phony Rolex on? I'll tell you, brothers, if this guy makes it to heaven, we're a shoo-in, man. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Are you really from Scottish?
Do you have some kind of Scottish heritage here? Is there anything about you at all that made me from Scotland?
That's how you know.
Oh, Downey just tossed a cigarette at Piper.
He said, I'm a little bit Scotch.
If you're a little bit Scotch, then Scotch, did you say?
Yeah, Scotch.
Scotch is what a Scotsman drinks, son. You see? Now, if you are any part of you, a Scotsman, then under that skirt there...
This is a kill!
No, son. This here's a kill. That's a dress, baby.
That looks more like a grand.
I'll bite your face off if you do that.
Martin Downey just offered Brother Love a smoke. Fantastic.
It's for kids.
You know, this is the guy here now. I know. You get on the show and you start talking to people because I watched you. There was two winos out that day. I watched you. Wow, if you were standing up, what we gonna do there? Wow. You know, there was a long time ago, there was a great bass tenor. He was your father. He was an Irish tenor. His name wasn't Downey. Why do you call yourself Morton Downey Jr.?
That's the name your mama wanted to call me from the husband who reared me.
I don't even understand what that meant.
No, I know.
But it was an insult.
Yeah. He's known he sucks.
Of course he's not.
What a guy. Okay. Tell me something then, Mr. Downey. You used to have all these nasty warts all over your face. Big, nasty, green ones. The only thing you could go up like was the guy who ran bells and used to walk.
Oh, my legs just beat up.
What happened to the warts?
I gave them to a homeless warthog.
I didn't know your girlfriend was homeless.
Oh, Johnny gets in his face, blows the smoke.
Mr. Downey.
Yes, Mr. Piper.
Don't blow no more smoke in my face. I want to ask you another.
I'm not wearing a skirt, so that word doesn't go with me.
Call the kilt, Mr. Downey. Call the kilt, you see.
Listen, LED. Sorry, folks, for you who didn't get it. That was K-I-L-L-E-D as in kill. You're a real knee slapper, you are, Bubba. You got this thing you call zip it. I don't understand.
Simple. Zip it doesn't mean whip it. Doesn't mean flip it. It means zip it.
Mr. Downey, you ain't never had a guest like me before. I'm gonna tell you something straight up.
One time. Long hair, skirt, same thing. Later on, he got picked up in a bar as a transvestite.
The chemistry's great, yeah.
Please don't blow the smoke in my face. You know, I'm talking to a guy. Now, this is a guy that's... thank you very much. And mighty white of you. This is a guy...
Oh!
You know, that's like the fourth time you've done that, you know? And I'm going to say this to you again. Don't blow no more smoke in my face. Do you understand that?
That's good for you. That's healthy. Look, you can live as long as I have.
You know something? You know, wait a second. I judged you wrong. That's true. That was kind of nice. It gave me that kind of aromatic early goat's flavor in my lungs that made my skin yellow. You know, would you happen to have one of those for me? I'd like to smoke one of them. Would you mind just light up one of them puppies and give it on over to all Hot Rod here? Would you do that for me?
Yo, Mr. Downey.
Yo, Mr. Downey. Give me that smoke, would ya?
I love it. Takes the fire signature, puts it right up his ass. Sprays a little extra.
I think the fire's out, Jess.
Oh, that's great.
Who's left, Jess? Nobody.
Man, it's tremendous.
Going after him up the aisle.
Let's go. Let's watch some pits on the try it on the YouTube. See if it's working now.
Let's try the YouTube.
The tube of you.
He got it.
I mean, you could also try typing in Piper's pit into the thing. You never know. But I don't think there'd be so many as there would be on YouTube.
It's true.
Because there was some network problems earlier. When I say network, I don't mean.
PlayStation Network.
PlayStation Network was having some problems. But if this is working, theoretically that should work too. Well, yeah, you know, look here. There might be a few, but not as many. And, what's your favorite one that you can think of off the top of your head?
Oh, you're bleeding.
You're bleeding. Well, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, that's true. It's not even, you know what? And that one's not even about.
But this one doesn't even come. Piper's Pit doesn't even come up.
Nothing comes up. No. And the funny thing about Ear Bleeding is that's the one where Andre challenges Hogan for WrestleMania 3.
Right.
And so it's not even about. It's not about Piper.
No, but Piper adds
to it. And yet somehow Piper makes Piper. That's the key part.
Well, I think the key part isn't even just that one. It's the fact that the whole angle is Piper's Pit.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? So it's the fact that we got tons here.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, go down that.
There's the one with Hulk there.
Yeah.
And there's the one with Bruno in the ring.
Chico.
Yeah. Just great. Uncle Elmer.
Hi, Billy Jim. The Flower Shop.
That one's so great. That was 10 minutes long, but we have to watch that.
Another Hogan. This would have been the last one. It was Rusev. I tweeted that, actually. Lana did something about how she was the last...
Did she?
Yeah, she was the last...
Obviously, the classic was Snuka.
Here's the debut of Piper's Pit.
Debut, perfect. I'm going to turn it up again. Special announcements. I'm very pleased to make. Oh, I've seen this. There's not much going on in this one. The publication, the World Wrestling Federation, is changing its name. This decision just reflects the magazine's purpose. As the only sanctioned body, the World Wrestling Federation, its new title of the magazine, changing from Victory Magazine to World Wrestling Federation Magazine.
It makes sense because I'm DeBoer when he's talking.
Yeah.
He did it for what, about 2 months?
What? The announcing?
No, the show was for the magazine.
Oh, yeah. A couple months, probably. Yeah. I'm delighted to have him with me this evening. Why? Well, just let me have this for a
second here. I am the originator of Piper's Pit, and I'd like to explain why, especially to you. You have been doing a tremendous job, and... there's a few flaws, and I'm trying to be political when I say this, but when you are interviewing some of the people that come out, possibly they intimidate you, but you with them, you the questions, the way it's kind of a, how can I say, you're being kind of stupid. No, you wait a minute. This is my show now. You wait a minute. You just wait a minute. I'll give you an example. I see Ivan Putski up there in the ring singing some kind of Polish song. I would rather listen to Lassie Bart than Ivan Putski sing up here. He comes back here, and you like the geek. You sit there, and you put him, you say, Ivan, you're such a wonderful man. You got Pony Atlas, and you get Rocky Johnson out here, and they're sitting here flexing, pretending they're wonderful. They're going to the gym, and they're telling you how great they are, and you sometimes don't have the guts enough to say to them what the reading is having. Hulk Hogan is coming out here. He's got a whole... No, wait a second. I'll tell you what I'll bring to this magazine. This is the heat of seat right there. What I'm telling you is this. I will not pull no punches. This is Piper's Corner. Let me tell you something. I will ask questions you don't have guts enough to. I will ask questions only I've got guts enough to. It's as simple as this. When our beat talks, brother, people listen. That's all I got to say.
Yeah. Not much happens, but it's perfect. Okay, so...
Well...
I mean, we're not even going to get to the dog collar next. It's just so much great Piper.
I know, right?
The flower shop is so great, but oh... I mean, I just... Yeah. Randy Savage.
Who's that Randy Savage?
Gotta have these two.
The audio is not great on this one.
No, but hey. Actually, Piper, I think the audio is so bad that we should skip it and try and find a better one.
The Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to...
Which one's it? Oh, Frankie Williams, you love this
one. I'm doing it out of the kindness of my heart. I have a gentleman here named Frank Williams. Frank Williams, first of all, I don't know where you come from.
Columbus, Ohio.
From Columbus, Ohio. I've wrestled in Columbus, Ohio. I've never lost a match in Columbus, Ohio. Have you ever lost a match?
Yeah.
You have. See, it seems odd to me, when you're talking about fighting careers and a career like my own myself, I went on the premise of never having to lose a match. I've never lost a match in my whole career.
I had
different things happen to me, but I have never actually lost a match because I figured once you were defeated one time, that it would take that oomph away from you that you needed.
That's a shoot.
It's just the opposite. I have never seen you win a match in my whole career of watching you, and I've seen you been around. You've fought some tremendous fighters. I've seen what you've done, but you lack the guts. You lack the authority to go in there. You lack the guts when you're against the ropes.
What you do is instead of going after a man, you just back off from him, maybe a little cowardice.
Is that Superman shirt on?
Superman shirt, yeah.
Not that cow or nobody. Not a play of nobody. Wait a second. Just relax, relax. This is verbal. This is not physical. Features or something like that. Maybe.
I say, I'm not a play of nobody. I'm always inside ring, no matter what. I got no room for nobody.
You got no room for nobody. That's a wonderful thing. You got no room for nobody, but you're allowed.
He said, "I don't run from nobody."
I might be an officer, but I'm still in there. I got not afraid of nobody.
And there, Piper beats the hell out of him.
Piper hammering away. Oh no, Piper out on a right
there.
There
it is.
Simple as this. Oh, oh no, oh.
Here comes the line.
Yep.
They
got the answers. I change the questions.
There it is. That's a fabulous classic.
That's a shoot, too.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Exactly. Oh, so many great. Oh, Viper's Pit with John Cena. Come on. Gotta do it.
Yeah. This is
like, this might have been his last great one.
Yeah.
I am extremely loyal to all of those people. But I also know that you can't...
4 years ago. Hey, remember 4 years ago?
Yeah.
When Wade Barrett was a main eventer?
What?
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 It's true.
That is what makes the WWE energy that you are talking about. It is that simple. They can do what they want.
So this is the one where... This is the one where John Cena and Randy Orton... Both were in the main event?
You can do what you want.
Oh, yeah, back then they were in the main event.
Back then, yeah.
What you're doing is you're not caring it. You know what's happened. I'll tell you exactly what's happened. You ain't gonna like it either. You are the face of the WWE. You are the man. And the booing is getting louder. And louder.
4 years ago.
And you're using it. You're losing it. You are losing it. You know what's going to happen? If you don't suck it up and start telling these people exactly what you think, because this ain't Mick Foley's have a nice day stuff. This is Rowdy Roddy's reality check. And if you don't tell them what you're thinking about them, you will be the loser of the biggest WrestleMania in history.
Oh, this isn't the same one.
This isn't the one.
No, this is a different one.
You know what?
This is one with Rock.
Yeah.
You're a Hall of Famer. You've seen the show. I'll tell you what. Let me take you back to WrestleMania 22 in Chicago, where I faced Triple H. Oh, they loved me that night. Or better yet, how about the Hall of Fame induction ceremony the night before, dedicated to the late Eddie Guerrero, and I can't repeat the words that the audience said to me that night. Oh, speaking of Chicago, CM Punk, Money in the Bank, they loved me that night too. And I remember I had a TLC match with Edge in Toronto. Here's the kicker. This one's a great one. Hammerstein Ballroom, ECW's one-night stand. Hot Rod.
This is still pretty good.
All those nights, Madison Square Garden was a cakewalk.
Shut up!
No, wait!
Shut up!
No!
You know what?
Listen, it was New York being New York. People were having fun. They were excited to see The Rock. I'm a fan. I was excited to see The Rock. He did great. He had a great night. One great night. Look around you, man. See those two kids right in the front row? You see them? They're having the time of their lives. That's what I don't think of it.
And they look miserable.
Hey, no. Just give me a second. I had 3 make-a-wishes today. I met 3 fantastic families that are here among this crowd, having the time of their lives. I look in the front row. I see members of our armed services having the time of their lives here tonight. I want you to do something. I want you to do something real quick before you fly off the handle. I want you to read this. This is why it'll never get to me. This is why I will never get rattled. And this is why I can walk into Miami April 1st, and if they like me, great. And if they hate me, whatever. But I still believe in myself. I know who I am. I know what I stand for. And I know I can beat The Rock at WrestleMania.
Nope. It's not that year.
Yeah.
That's energy.
You know what I know? I know this. I came a long way to have you in Piper's Pit. And I'll tell you why. I know your whole career. I've watched that thing. I'm proud of you. It was my generation that passed the torch to you, and you rose the bar.
That is better than something or two in between.
It. Yeah, I that's that. One generation.
And I know The Rock comes one day.
More two.
Meanwhile, every day,
yeah, right,
John Cena is stepping up to the plate. Every day, John Cena is taking on all comers. Every day, John Cena is saying hi to our armed forces. Every day, hi to the little kids. Every day. How much energy can you tap into? Because I'll tell you something. I've seen it all, and I've done it all, and I have the jewelry to prove it. One more thing. Hold your paws. It's a big hand. From a Hall of Famer to a future Hall of Famer. If you don't get this off your chest and get it right with these folks, Nush, you will be in denial. And it's going to kill your chances for everything.
All right, with all due respect, this is a fine gesture, but I'm in a good place. You don't know what you're talking about.
You're in a good place? I'm going to help you, Rick.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Feel the energy!
Oh, Piper.
Great look in his eyes, too.
Oh, yeah. Cena walks away.
Yep. Well, yeah. I mean, this Piper spit helps to prove the fact that Cena's a pussy.
He wasn't willing to go into tapping those eight to win.
No,
he's The Rock. Is that the point?
I guess
we gotta have the one with Freakalia on Piper Spit. No, we gotta get where's the one? The other one was Cena. That one.
That's what I'm trying to find.
Yes, it's just so great. The one. Yeah, it must have been longer than 4 years.
How about this?
Probably 2009.
Piper Spit with John Cena and Randy Orton. There's a Nexus shirt there. Let's try that.
It could be.
Yeah. Oh.
Everybody wants to know my decision. I'll let the cat out of the bag. If Randy Orton wins at Survivor Series, he earns it. If Wade Barrett wins at Survivor Series, he earns it. Because at Survivor Series...
No, that's...
Well, it looks like
it is it.
It's not the whole thing.
It's truncated. Let me just go here.
Piper's Pit John Cena.
I'm just going to go...
Piper's Pit John Cena.
Yeah, I guess, right?
Yeah.
To say Cena.
Cena. Yeah, that'll do. John Cena, Piper's Pit. Yes, and there's the one we watched.
There's the other one.
Okay, the John Cena dresses the booze. Piper's Pit comes old school Raw. It was a old school Raw.
Yeah.
Old school Raw. Oh.
This one.
Is it that it? Is it that long?
Oh, yeah. This is Piper's Pit Part 2. Let's just try it really quick here.
Promotional consideration paid for by
the Love it.
Paper jams. Real chords. Real songs.
And then the guy doing the British accent.
Rock for real. with paper jams.
He does a damn good Lord Alfred Hayes.
Ladies and gentlemen, in honor of tonight's WWE Old School, please welcome once again your WWE Legends.
Yeah, they could do that, and then it's Piper.
And it's Piper?
Yeah, they could announce all the legends that were on.
Oh, okay.
This is great.
What year is
Superfly.
Orton has the cast on. Yeah. I love it.
There's Chico.
The fucking cast on.
There's Chico.
Hacksaw. Brooklyn Brawler. One of these things is not like the other.
Chavo
one of these things
classics.
Does not belong.
DiBiase Slick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tony Atlas. Oh, they're going to name them all.
Are they? Hall of Famer. Be interesting to see who gets a good reaction.
With the cast.
With the cast.
IRS.
Really, you can see the Bray Wyatt in him there, can't you?
Arriba!
Oh. Didn't he have a groin injury here?
No, I wasn't there.
Can you call me a maggot?
Maggot.
Yeah. There it is. There's your pop for the hose. Oh, there's Sheiky coming out now. Sheiky and Volkov. I didn't love that when they turned into Chavo Classic.
Yes. Well, he's already a Hall of Famer at that point.
Oh, what's
he? Oh, Mae Young.
Mae Young. Wow. The original Stu.
Yeah. Wow.
Of all of them, he's the one who, him and Santana are the ones that look like they're still going.
Yeah. They look the best.
Yeah. Not Slick.
They're going to be a legend.
Right. Time to put him in the Hall of Fame.
Totally.
Wow, he's full gimmick, eh?
Oh, yeah.
He rarely wore that headdress when he was in WWE, so... For Tatanka. I was waiting for you to do it. And the WrestleMania shirt on there.
Yeah.
He's only one WrestleMania, right? He's only one WrestleMania, wasn't he? Anderson?
Yeah. LA? I think so.
Dusty.
Looking good there.
Yeah, he looks real good there. Full gimmick, George Steele.
Awesome. Looks exactly the same.
He really does. Oh, yeah, when I was a kid, I thought George Steele was like 65.
Yeah.
He's probably like 35.
Yeah. No.
He's probably older than that.
Probably
actually.
50.
Probably 50. But yeah. Oh, that would make him 80 now.
Nikolai Volkov, Hall of Famers.
Hall of Famers.
Well, there they are. Legends, Hall of Famers.
Literally.
Let's hear it for Raw Old School here tonight.
That was a great show.
Yeah.
That was
better than what they usually do.
Talk about top fives. That's one of my top five favorite Raws.
Really? It's up there that much?
Yes.
And how's this angle?
Well, every segment had a legend, and it was a different legend. Like, this was back in the day where it was Slaughter, Scheister, and Duggan.
Yeah.
That was it. And they were there.
They were there, but you really did get people we hadn't seen in a while.
But yeah, like Chico and you know, George the Animal Steel.
Yeah, exactly.
Raw's rowdy.
Yeah. I thought Raw's Rollins. I think they must be setting up a eventual
Rollins Jericho.
I think God has
a week. Monday Night Rollins.
Like, as soon as he said that, I'm like, oh. I'm okay with that.
That was my thought, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it puts a little buffer in the fall lull. Yeah. I mean, business is going to suck in the fall anyway. The creative is going to suck in the fall anyway. You might as well have Jericho, though.
Yeah, Jericho and Rollins, I'll be in there. What's it say? National Treasure, his shirt?
Yeah.
And a picture of him.
Getting the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. That really is tough. We thought we could see who's the better promo between him and Dusty. Damn, that's tough. I'd probably go Dusty.
Dusty has more, that's all.
And for all, well, not really. We, if you start including the Mid-South or Georgia Atlantic, actually, it's Georgia Atlantic wrestling.
Yeah.
Like that stuff in the NWA Hollywood. And, like, there was incredible promos by him back then. You ever see the one where he breaks the bottle over his head?
Yeah.
Bleeds? Like, yeah. It's unreal.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Jimmy Snuka became a hot shot. I hear him in the hood with a coconut.
Unforgettable.
It was a time if you had a problem, you did something about it. And that's what I hope to accomplish tonight. So without further ado, let's get to it. My first guest in the pit tonight, give an old school welcome for our new school kid, Mr. John Cena.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Monday Night Raw. WWE is going old school tonight live in Hershey, Pennsylvania. This is an historic
house. It actually makes sense that they would do a throwback show in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Because most of the people there are that way anyway.
Throwbacks?
They wouldn't really notice.
No.
You're a big boy, huh?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you something, you know. I'm a big fan of yours. I have been for a long time. You're a hell of a man. I gotta tell you something, man. I have been competing over 30 years. And I've never been the WWE champion. And it does eat at me a little bit. Many, many other superstar Hall of Famer legends, Ted DiBiase, Ricky Steamboat, Jimmy Snuka, Mr. Perfect. Never, ever became the WWE champion. And if you're gonna do what I think you're gonna do, and you're gonna give that S.O.B. Wade Barrett the WWE Championship without him deserving it, then what you're doing is you're spitting in the face of all those legends that you say you respect. And I'm asking you, don't you spit in my face, John Cena. You've been a man ever since you've come. You've been a man from the very first day you walked in. Consequences be damned.
He's Xavier Woods.
Do the right thing. Do the right thing.
The right thing.
The right thing.
You know,
For weeks, I've had to hear free or fired. Free from Nexus or fired from the WWE. And at times, Hot Rod, I don't know what the right thing is. It's not that easy. No, listen. Just for one second. From the moment I got here, I've been working as hard as I can to do everything I can. So when guys like you look at where the WWE is today, they look at me and say, you know, that could have hit that kid, he could have hung with us. That's why I step in this ring every single day. You have no idea the amount of respect I got for you, for King, for every single one of the legends. And looking around here tonight, old school is a term, man. I looked up to you guys as a kid, you were my heroes. I've been thinking about this a lot, and I realize that after all the work I've done, if I hand over a championship, I'm free. Free from what? I won't be the guy that you look at and say, you know what, he's one of us. I'll be the guy that gave Wade Barrett the championship. That's it. All that hard work, out the door.
He's not Wade.
You're damn right.
King?
So.
That was great.
Everybody wants to know my decision. I'll let the cat out of the bag.
The kid yells, never get up! Damn right.
Earns it.
That was
if
nice.
Wade Barrett wins at Survivor Series, he earns it. Because at Survivor Series, I'm aware of the consequences. I don't care anymore. I'm going to call the match down the middle.
Bingo! Now you're talking!
Well said. Well said, Cena. Bravo!
Talk about looking young.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree with you.
Wow.
100% just call it down the middle. I don't need your help at all. I think I've proved tonight that I can beat anybody on the Raw roster without your help.
It's a Raw roster.
So,
what's that?
Those were magnificent words. But that's the problem. They're just words. And you and I both know there is a reality in place here.
How tall he is.
Yeah.
There's a reality that you've got to face, and the reality is this. If I don't get my hand raised, if I don't win the WWE title, you are history. You're finished. No more WrestleMania moments, no more C Nation, none of that. It's all over.
Okay, you can go home.
Yeah, never mind.
Shut up! If you, Wade Barrett, let John Cena give you that WWE Championship, at the end, look at me when I'm talking to you!
Cena kind of smiles and backs off there.
Yeah.
Starts laughing.
You may have the WWE Championship, but you won't be.
Cut out. Oh, well, that's all right. Can we find the one with the flower shop one?
I just wanted to see the flower shop one, yeah. Let me just...
I love that one. What do you want to see?
Let's put Piper's pit back on.
Don't spit in my face, John Cena.
That was so great. That I remember that. There.
Piper's pit via flower shop.
The thing that I'll never forget about that is, and I've said it on the show before, is that's the moment where B looked at me and said, can we order Survivor Series?
Well, that's it. He talked you into the building. Like, seriously, he made that moment feel so real.
Yes.
Which is obviously what is often missing.
Roddy Piper, as he prepares for his confrontation against the one and the only Adrian Adonis in the flower shop. Here now, Roddy Piper.
The boss is back, man.
What an aversion!
Unbelievable!
To win the showdown. Her now here's the host of the Flower Show, Adorable Adrian!
Thank you, Jimmy. This week, my special guest on the Flower Shop is none other than AC Bob Cowboy Horton, the Super Bodyguard of 1995.
For
this week's Flower Shop to have you out here.
That's what Adrian Adonis is thinking. He's hippies, cool, he's 1995.
Television wrestling talk show hostess, and who has the best show on wrestling today? Please give me the answer from the bottom of your heart.
Without a doubt, you have got the best show on television.
There's Randy to sound like him, right?
Yeah, no kidding, Randy.
Not Grab Plan, like Roddy Piper's pit. That's old hat day. Point B. Point B. Roddy Piper insulted a lot of people. And Roddy Piper needed a backbone. A man like me to stand behind me and make sure he could say whatever he had to say. If people knew he had to come through me to get to Piper.
You sure are an ugly son of an unnamed, don't you, now? And you couldn't hold my jock strap on your back day!
Point B, right now, point B is that every time Roddy Piper and I were together, who was it that carried the load? I carried the load, Daddy. You did all the talking, and you stole all the glory.
You are the best. No, you were the best.
You're the best now.
You handled it all. You made him a star. You made him a star.
Wait. So what you're saying, then, is you stole them, so that's okay, because it's only money, and you don't mind running that, so something maybe like this would be much better on you, would it? Is that what you're saying?
What do you put on?
See you later.
I
You really got a lot of room to talk about clothes. You have one t-shirt, one skirt, and a little belt to tell where I'm kilt, excuse me.
Oh, and I suppose you think you're Don Johnson, huh? You're hanging around like this, huh?
I've got my credentials. I put my time in. I have never imitated no man.
You have never imitated no man. You again. Let me tell you something. The flower shop, Mr. Morocco, you know yourself, is past. It is the greatest. It is the future. It is 1995. Look at the plan. How dreary it is. My flowers, prize-winning petunias. Tulips, fantastically first-prize blue ribbons.
I always like to keep a little something for my guests, and I thought you might like this.
And I think it'll only be proper that you wear this where it belongs. And that's why
he's got underwear in his head.
Yeah. If you want,
it's been a real pleasure being on this show. I thought this was my time to be interviewed as an intelligent individual, to be treated as a man who knew something about wrestling talk shows. You turned this into a cartoon, and you're
on. What I am trying to stop is a cartoon by this idiot over here. That is what I am trying to stop.
This is America. We're allowed to dress as we are, come as we want, go as we want, do exactly what we please.
I have children. I have children. I don't want my children watching this idiot. I do not want it. I do not want it.
That makes him a baby face.
That does make him a baby face.
He has that much more power. That's why his ratings are that much higher. That's why he is that much more intelligent individual than yourself. So you want to tell me, Roddy Piper, just how bad you can be. I've known you, and I've known for a long time. You've been jealous of me. You've been jealous of my job in the box.
Let me tell you something, fatso. Yeah, you just who am I calling fatso? Take your choice.
There's the attack. So. This would have been what? The fall of 86?
Yeah, fall of 86, I think so, yeah.
Because then that leads to him getting he works
the left. He was faced by time Saturday Night's main event debuted in fall of 86, wasn't he? Or fall of 87? 86, gotta be 86.
Well, no, he was a heel. He was a heel when Saturday Night's main event debuted.
Not when he debuted, I'm talking in the 86, in the next year. 86?
Oh, in 87, in January 87, we took on Sheik.
Sheik, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, yeah, he's a babyface there. This is what turned, this was his.
He's turned down a little bit.
Well, he's already faced, but this was his.
Yeah. This is like his, this cemented his heel, or his babyface turn is arguably, I think he was arguably more popular than Hogan here as a babyface for a little while.
It was hard to tell because you saw him every week, and Hogan you didn't.
That's true. I do remember that in the Pro Wrestling Illustrated, when listed most popular wrestler, he was the guy listed.
Yes. So it must have been him.
Exactly.
Yeah. Phil After wouldn't fuck us.
No.
No.
Not Phil fucking After.
Not Wrestling Willie.
No.
And there he is. All right. He's a baby face.
Okay, so we gotta watch then the one where he smashes the flower shop. And we got to watch the one, the final segment.
We do.
So.
And we will one day.
Now it's time to go home after those.
Yeah, it's time to go home.
No, we got to finish those two.
No.
Yeah, it's like 6 minutes.
I'm not going to watch those two.
Yes, we are. We got to.
No, but we're not going to.
Well, we got to watch the last one.
We do in the meantime.
No, seriously.
And in between.
I'm not even kidding. No, we got to watch
the last one. That's
it. No.
Get out of my house.
What are your final thoughts on Piper? We got to watch him smashing the Piper's
Pit. We will watch him smash the Piper's Pit another time.
Oh, actually,
there will be plenty of.
No, we do have to watch the Roddy Piper. No, I'm not even kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
It has to go on the end of the show.
So put it on the end of the show.
No, I can't do it that way.
Why not?
I don't have time to do that way.
Oh, I see.
Okay. So final thoughts on Piper, and then put in Roddy Piper my way.
Oh, the my way thing. Well, yeah. We'll see if it's if I can.
It's on there. I've already watched it. But final thoughts on Piper.
Well, I think the best.
Not Piper's Pit my way. That won't work.
Well, would you shut the fuck up?
No, you're making a mistake.
Yeah.
Press clear. I know. Press clear. That's a little faster. Press clear. Press clear. That's faster. Faster. There we go. Well, don't press clear because that's faster. No. So you certainly wouldn't want to do it right. That way.
Okay, why don't you tell your thoughts on Roddy Piper while I do this? Good point.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. I miss Piper. Is that all I got to say? What do you got to say?
Me too.
Okay.
The heavyweight champion of the world.
Well, it's quite a journey, guys. It's going to be a nice company. I'm not pushing up daisies yet, Gina. I just made a transfer, you know. I'm the kind of guy, I guess I'm real proud of my sport. That's the first thing I want to say. For 16 years, Bobby kept me out of jail when I was a kid. The WWF has done more for me than anything in the world. But I've made a decision. I'm in the peak. Of course I'm in the peak of my career. I'm going to Hollywood and I'm going out, man. I'm going to give it 110%. Anytime I ever fought, I give 110%. And sometimes you guys chucking eggs at me. And sometimes you weren't. Sometimes you chucked a rose. It didn't matter to me. I give 110% then, and I give 110% at anything I do. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give a try. And I'm kind of a gutsy guy.
We're proud of you, right? Very proud of you.
Thanks. I try hard.
And speaking of proud, we've put a tribute together for you and, of course, for your fans all over the world to Frank Sinatra's My Way. Goodness knows you did it your way, Roddy Piper.
Pat Patterson singing this?
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew.
Luba, looking 60 there.
Thank you. Hulkamania shirt on.
Yeah. Bob Costas there.
Legitimately, that music video?
I'll just say this. He says he's coming to Hollywood. There ain't room for he and I in Hollywood. Five stars being calling. Piper, you're going to fail miserably. I said that.
You know, I can say that the tribute, that one, is better than the one they did on Raw.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a great one.
Yeah.
But, right. But, yeah, that's
so I just want to thank our Geek Nation Tour sponsor. Our sponsor. So music's not going to be on this one. But our sponsor, Geek Nation Tours. And, Miss Roddy. Miss Dusty.
Yeah. Yeah. They can hang out together, though.
Yeah.
So, that's sad. Hopefully everybody enjoyed listening to Memories of Piper and some Piper's Pits, and we'll be back again with the usual wackiness as the Summerfest looms closer. So, that's going to do it. At We Talk Wrestling on Twitter, facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling, and WeTalkWrestling.com. We're on Show Me and Netflix and iTunes.
CBS just picked us up.
CBS, yeah, that's right.
USA Network.
Well, we've been on the USA Network. Well, apparently, though, the big news is we're going to take over the Tough Enough slot to and much higher ratings. Yes.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, in the meantime and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks. Brother Morton.